This is VOA News via remotes. Tommy McNeil. The death toll from the disastrous flooding in Western Europe has risen above 150 as rescue workers toil to clear up the devastation revealed by receding water and to prevent further damage. Police said on Saturday that more than 90 people are now known to have died in Western Germany's Ahrweiler County, one of the worst hit areas, and more casualties are feared. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has been sworn in for a fourth seven-year term in the war-torn country. The May elections were described by the West and his opposition as illegitimate and a sham. In power since 2000, his re-election is a landslide and was never in doubt. Swearing-in ceremony Saturday was held at the presidential palace. It was attended by clergymen, members of the parliament, army officers, and more. The country is still devastated by the 10-year war and sliding deeper into worsening economic crisis. The UN estimates that more than 80% of Syrians live under the poverty line. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi later this month in Washington. That's according to the White House. The meeting, set for July 26th, comes as a pivotal point in the U.S.-Iraq relationship and amid growing concerns about more frequent attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. There have been at least 8 drone attacks targeting the U.S. presence since Biden took office in January, as well as 17 rocket attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden also looks forward to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Iraq on political and other